The Book of Shmuel is one long book, but when it was published, and it was actually published by non-Jews, they split the book into two, and they used the death of Shaul as the halfway point. Now it's an arbitrary break, but nevertheless, so it came to pass that Shmuel Aleph completed at the death of Shaul, and now we continue with Shmuel Bet, chapter 1, but it's without interruption. In other words, it's the immediate follow-up of the previous story. It was after the death of Shaul, and David had returned from smiting the Amalekites, and David had stayed in Ziklag for 2 days. It was on the third day, and behold, a man came to the camp from Shaul. His garments were torn. Earth was on his head, signs of mourning. It was when he came to David that he fell on the ground before David the ruler and prostrated himself. David said, "Where are you coming from?" He said, "I escaped from the camp of Israel." David said, "What happened? Tell me the details of the war." He said that the people had fled from the fighting. So many people had fallen and died. Shaul, Yonatan, and had also died. David said to the lad who was telling him, "How do you know Shaul and Yonatan, his son, died? Everyone fled. There was no organized retreat. How do you know?" The lad who was telling him said, "I happened to be on Mount Gilboa, not as a soldier. And behold, Shaul, who could barely stand, was leaning upon a spear, which he always kept at his side. And behold, the Philistine chariots and horsemen overtook him. As this occurred on Mount Gilboa, the chariots could not have ascended very far up the slope. In any event, Shaul saw the chariots and horsemen approaching him. Shaul turned around, looked behind him, and saw me and called to me. I answered, 'Here I am.' He said, 'Who are you?' I said, 'I am an Amalekite. I'm not one of your men. I just happened to be here.' Although Shaul had earlier fought against the Amalekites and weakened them greatly, he had not entirely destroyed them. He said to me, 'Please stand over me and put me finally to death, so that I need not suffer further as I die, for I am seized with paralysis, but my life is still with me.' Shaul was very wounded. He had tried unsuccessfully to kill himself. I stood over him and put him to death as he requested, as I knew he would not live after his fall." Wow. The Amalekite attempted to justify his action by claiming that Shaul was about to die in any case. "I took the golden crown that was on his head and the precious bracelet that was on his arm, and I brought them here to my lord." Since Shaul had pursued David, the Amalekite thought that it would be in his own interest to tell this story to David specifically. He assumed incorrectly that he would get a reward. David grasped the garments and rent them as a sign of mourning for the death of the king and the military defeat, and also all the men who were with him did so. They also ripped their garments. They lamented, wept, and fasted until the evening for Shaul, for Yonatan, for the people of the Lord and the house of Israel who had fallen on the sword. David said to the lad who was telling him, "From where? What nation are you?" Although the young man had already said, maybe David wasn't paying attention. He said, "I am the son of an Amalekite ger." The term ger can mean he was a convert who had joined Israel. David turns to him and says, "Eich lo yoreita lishloach yadcha l'shachet et Mashiach Hashem? How did you not fear to extend your hand to destroy the anointed of the Lord? How dare you kill him?" David called one of the lads and said, "Approach and strike him." He killed him. Not only was the Amalekite not rewarded, he was executed for it. David said to him, "Your blood is on your head, damcha al roshcha, as your mouth testified against you, saying, 'I put the anointed of the Lord to death.' Since you admitted to killing Shaul, you are liable to be put to death." You would have thought David was thrilled, right? That's not David HaMelech. Not even close. David laments. He gives us almost eulogy. David lamented with this elegy for Shaul and for Yonatan. It said, by way of introduction, he starts off and says like this: "This lamentation, which repeatedly invokes the valor of fallen warriors, is a song of war, dealing with victories and defeats, whose purpose it is to teach the sons of Yehuda the use of the bow,
to encourage and prepare fighters for battle. Behold, it is written in the book of Yashar. Maybe it was a book of national songs, who knows. This is how the song actually begins. Hatzvi Yisrael, the magnificent of Israel, the most beautiful and best of the nation. On your heights, the mountain, is the slain. The soldiers of Israel lie dead. How the mighty have fallen. Eich naflu giborim. Do not tell it, this event in Gat, which is the Philistine city. Do not herald it in the streets of Ashkelon. Lest the daughters of the Philistines rejoice in our downfall. Lest the daughters of the uncircumcised delight. Obviously, the Philistines knew about it. He's just talking in poetic language. In other words, he's saying how terrible it is that they're rejoicing for us. Mountains of Gilboa. He's talking as if to the mountains. No dew, no rain upon you, or bountiful fields. In other words, you guys are cursed. For there the shield of the mighty was besmirched, the shield of Shaul was cast away without being anointed with oil, broken and abandoned. Maybe they used to anoint weapons those days with covering them with oil, whatever. From the blood of the slain, from the fat of the mighty, the bow of Yonatan was not withdrawn and never recoiled, and the sword of Yonatan would not return empty ever. They always succeeded in defeating their enemies. Shaul and Yonatan, who were beloved and appealing in their lives. Hane'avim v'animim. This is some of the most famous words of the Tanakh. How beautiful and sweet they were. And in their death, were not parted. B'chayeyem uv'motam lo nifradu. In their life and death, they were never parted. Minesharim kalu me'ayroyes gaveru. As warriors, they were swifter than eagles and stronger than lions. Daughters of Israel, weep over Shaul. Just like he was talking about the daughters of Philistines celebrating. Now he's talking about the daughters of Israel crying. Wail for Shaul, who clothed you in scarlet colored garments with finery, who placed ornaments of gold upon your garments. Over here, you'd think the way David's describing Shaul, that the man never caused the guy a day of grief in his life. How the mighty have fallen, eich naflu gibayrim b'teich ha-milchama, in the midst of the war, especially Yonatan. How is he slain in your heights, the battlefield on the mountain? And again, one of the most famous verses in the Bible, in the Tanakh. Tzar li alecha, achi Yonatan. I'm distressed over you, my brother Yonatan. Na'amta li ma'od. You appealed to me greatly. Nifla asa ahavas chali me'avat nashim. Your love for me surpassed the love of woman. It means woman to each other, in other words, the bond, or it means a husband to a wife. How the mighty have fallen, and the weapons of war, the heroes of Israel, are lost.